Welcome to Off Script with Toast. I am the less important co-host, Will.
And I'm Ashley. And we are here to give you guys the full disclosure on what it really takes to thrive in real estate while balancing work, life, and everything in between. And first order of business, I want to say that we have... Can I keep talking?
Sure.
Oh.
I said good job on your intro.
Cut it off here.
No, it was a good intro.
Okay, well, first order of business, Lance has adjusted the camera angle, so I think my double chin will not be out when we share these clips anymore, hopefully. So, Lance, if you use this as a clip, be noted. What's new in our life? Let's see. What do we have going on?
We're hiring.
We're hiring. Yeah, we are bringing on a new agent next week. We're really excited about. And our first man to the team outside of Will.
Yeah, we got another guy. Got a man joining.
And who's joining?
Anthony Gothrop is joining our team, or at this point has joined in the past week or so. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be running our ISA team, so our lead generation department, essentially, mm-hmm. that I've built up until now and put our systems in place. We currently have one ISA, which is an inside sales agent that circle dials all of our listings and calls all of our internet leads. He'll be stepping in to be the second ISA, but also oversee and manage all of our leads.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then a new agent starting next week.
Yep.
And Will got a new vehicle, so we joined the 3-row club. So
yes.
He's been pretty excited about that.
Yep. We don't need to go into that. It's a whole sales pitch. Julie Eberhardt is joining our team as well, or has joined. And we're super excited. We now have 5 shared services. We have 2 core team agents, and we have a staff of 4 operations people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Things are moving.
They are. And today we are going to talk about Will's favorite topic, script and role play.
Yes.
And how we train our agents to do scripts, and it's not by sitting there memorizing them. It's how to have them think and structure. So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, we're going to go over literally my favorite part of sales and in the real estate industry, which is we're going to have a live script and role play at the end of this. We're going to put you on the spot, Ash.
Okay.
You're going to be an agent, but we're going to talk through the structure that we teach on our team of truly how to think in terms of every form of lead generation, whether you're doing expired FSBO, cold calls, door knock, database calls. Every form of lead gen fits into this, this structure. So we're going to talk about that, and then you'll talk about where they can get our...
Sure. Yep, and then we will link to our stand store, which has a copy of our script book that we use with our agents that you can download. That'll be linked on our Instagram, and I think we'll link it on the YouTube video so that you guys can grab it there too if you want a copy of it.
Yep.
So Will, first off, structure of a conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to break this down to be super simple for all forms of lead generation. It's going to start with an intro. Then we're going to ask 6 to 10 discovery questions to identify a problem. We're going to recap and close. So the reason that we have that structure in place is no matter what form of lead gen you're in, you always know where you're at in that process. Mm-hmm. So if we can teach you how to think and how to be present with clients, you're going to convert at a much, much higher level.
So this works for buyers and sellers.
Buyers and sellers, investors, buy-sell leads. So every form of lead that for us in real estate, this applies to.
Okay. So when we're talking about the intro, again, your intro is not going to be exactly the same. We have a little bit different one for buyers versus sellers, but if we're kind of talking buyers, like what's the typical intro you'd hear from like open houses, sign calls, that type of thing?
Yeah, so open houses will be a little bit different, right? Because you're allowing them to come into the home. Mm-hmm. I think the easiest way, if we start with like cold lead generation, I want our people to always be clear about why this is happening. So if I'm doing a call, hey, my name's Will, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. The reason for my call is this reason. Mm-hmm. So be clear, be concise, be upfront about why we're making that call. So, hey, my name's Will, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. The reason for my call today is we have a listing that's coming to the market, and we're having open houses this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2, and I was just curious. So that's your intro. Like, I'm going into this is who I am, this is the purpose of my call, and that works for a door knock just the same.
Mm-hmm. And you were just curious what, Will?
Yeah. So part of the intro, besides being clear about who I am and what I'm calling about, is to ask 2 questions. So I call these just simple as they can be, the 2 Qs. But mm-hmm. the 2 questions we want to ask in terms of every lead generation call is, who do you know looking to buy or sell real estate? The key word there is who. So what we see with agents quite often is we ask a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. And we've designed this exact question to be an open-ended question. Mm-hmm. So, hey, do you know of anybody looking to buy or sell real estate? Easy no. Right? It's an easy, oh, nope, I don't know of anybody. Mm-hmm. Who do you know that's looking to buy or sell real estate? Makes that person think. Mm-hmm. So then they have to sit there and think for a moment. And I promise you, it's not going to like change your world by getting referrals or leads immediately. But them thinking about it for 1 second is what they're going to remember tomorrow when they're talking to their cousin that may be looking at buyer selling real estate. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Second question there is, if you could, so a hypothetical question, if you could get the perfect price for your home, would you consider selling? If you could find the right house with the right payment, would you consider buying a home?
Okay.
So that's your entire intro in one full swoop there. It's like, hi, this is my name. This is the reason for this call or this conversation and two questions.
Okay. And then, so you kind of knocked out the intro. Now maybe they've stayed on the phone. If you've left them long enough to stay on the phone or a sign call or whatever that is, then what do you dive into next?
Yep. So when we go through the intro and we get those questions, we're looking for yeses, maybes, and hesitations, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, if you could get the perfect, we're going to do a seller on this, but if you could get the perfect price for your home, would you consider selling?
Maybe.
Okay, so now we're in it. 95% of those, as we know in lead generation, are going to be no's. So, and when we script and role play, we always practice yeses. It's like a key thing that we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9:30 to 10 at Scripps is we practice yeses because we get plenty of no's when we're in the field. Mm-hmm. So once we get a maybe or we get a yes or maybe we've been thinking about it, we're going to go into curiosity. What most agents do is when you get a yes, you're like, hey, I want to sit down with you and tell you what your house is worth. We start talking really fast, and we like almost look desperate because we're trying to get an appointment.
Yeah, you get really excited, and you're trying to like, you're almost afraid to keep talking to them longer because you don't want to lose the lead.
Yep, so we like freak out, and they're like, hey, we should sit down, and I should tell you how great I am. And most people are going to just say no, mm-hmm. right? They're gonna be like, not now, or let's wait till next year. Some people are nice. I appreciate it, but we'll keep your contact information. Mm-hmm. How many of you have heard that? We hear it all the time, right? So we coach our agents to just stay present. We're going to ask, we shoot for 6 to 10 discovery questions. And all we're looking to do with the 6 to 10 questions is to identify a problem. Mm-hmm. So some of those questions are going to look like, if you're working with a buyer, what type of house? When would you think about moving? Why now versus not next year? And the whole
point. What have you been looking for?
Yep. So we have a list of questions that we can kind of go through, which I do think is a good idea. But the biggest thing that we want to consider or think about is why. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes, as agents, when we're going through like a buyer's needs or asking questions, we're literally going through like an MLS search, like how many bedrooms, mm-hmm. how many baths. What kind of home? What neighborhood? All I want us to do is ask why. Because when we ask the question why, we're understanding their lifestyle.
Yep.
Make sense?
Why do you need 3 bedrooms? Oh, we're having a baby and we're expanding. Like, you're going to understand their motivation and problem a little bit better by digging deep and asking at least 6 to 10 questions. And they're not the same every single time. And that's where it's like you have this arsenal of questions to ask, but you don't use the same ones every time. We're teaching you how to structure the conversation and lead a conversation by asking the right question.
That's right.
Yep. Do you want to go through them or wait till, okay.
Yeah, I do. Like we can go through the higher level of these. So location and house questions are going to be mm-hmm. the type of home, why to understand your lifestyle, like mm-hmm. what kind of lifestyle do they have? If they need a ranch and they're a little bit older in age, they may not want a second story, right? So this is determining lifestyle. Location, why that location? Why is it important? Is it schools? Is it families in the area? Mm-hmm. We've always been in this area. What's your timeline? Super important question. Mm-hmm. The thing we do as agents is we want everybody to buy a house tomorrow. But if you just listen, they'll always tell you when. Hey, we're a year out.
Yep.
They told you when they're going to be buying a home. So now it's on us to follow up with them up until then. And like, know that whatever people say, cut it in half.
Yep, that was a good tip you taught me. Half of whatever they tell you, so keep them follow up. If they tell you a year, in 6 months, they're probably buying a house.
Yep. Now, super important follow-up question on, hey, when are you thinking about making your home purchase? So if I said, hey, when are you going to buy a house?
I don't know. I mean, just whenever I find the right one.
Okay, perfect. So let's say you gave an actual timeline, 6 months or mm-hmm. spring or summer. Mm-hmm. What's making you think that that's the right time?
Probably just because I want to finish up school and be done with that so I can focus on buying a house.
Perfect. So all we want to do when we get that question, the answer back, is understand, is this a condition or an objection? So a condition is going to be, I can't buy a house until I'm out of school because I'll have a job and then I'll be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. I can't change those things. That's a condition. I now will follow up with you until that time comes and just check in. Hey, how are things going? Mm-hmm. Have you finished school? Did you find a job? If it's an objection, there's not a lot on the market. Rates are too high. I don't know if I can afford anything right now. Objections we want to dig deeper into and understand if we can help them solve that problem. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to wait till spring because there'll be more houses on the market. Hey, totally understand that. A lot of buyers think that. What else is in the market during spring? More buyers. What happens when there's more buyers in the spring? And we're asking questions to guide them towards the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How are you currently finding the homes that you're looking at? Are you looking at Zillow or are you working with a realtor?
Yeah, I love this question because I feel like this is where they say, yeah, I've been looking on Zillow or I've just been going through open houses. You can really get a pulse on how serious they are what the activity is that they've had. And this usually tells you right here of if they are working with a realtor. It's a good time to be able to ask that question and dive deeper into that.
Yep. How have things been going so far? We've been looking for 3 months. Why do you think you haven't bought a house yet? Mm-hmm. Such a great question to kind of isolate what that problem is going to be. I think some of these are a little bit typical. Are you pre-approved? Mm-hmm. Do you have a house to sell? Are you able to buy your next home before you sell that house? Like mm-hmm. understanding truly what the situation is.
Yeah.
So that when you do meet with them, you're prepared. Mm-hmm. These are such important things to ask instead of just saying we should sit down, because you might be wasting so much time.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you think haven't bought a house yet? You already asked that one. Why now versus a year ago? Yeah, so there's quite a few on here. And one thing I'll kind of mention that we talk about too is be careful not to start coming up with a solution and then over talking to the person after you ask the question. So if you say, are you pre-approved? And they're like, no, I haven't gotten pre-approved yet. You don't need to go on to a 6-minute monologue of the importance of getting pre-approved and you have the perfect lender and you should do this. Like, you're going to scare them away. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just asking questions to understand the full scope of the situation so that we can recap that and close. And then your solution is happening at the appointment at your buyer consult of when you address all of those things that they answered yes, no to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're really looking into understanding the whys. When you ask questions, I think you said a really important part. So to recap that, if there's silence, the first one to talk loses. So when you ask a question, allow them to answer. Just because they're thinking about something doesn't necessarily mean they don't have an answer. Mm-hmm. I know it gets uncomfortable, but just stay present and allow them to think through the answer, because you're going to allow them to open mm-hmm. up more. Yep. What's the trick about saying the same exact thing back to them?
Oh, if you get stuck on what to say, so you know, this is uncomfortable the first couple of times you do it, which is why you practice scripts and role play, because you don't want to be practicing on your clients mm-hmm. or potential leads. But if you are and you get stuck and you don't know what to say, a good just kind of tip is to repeat back the same question. So do you want to give an example of that? Just repeat back exactly what they said if you're completely stuck and you need to buy time.
Yeah. I'm not sure we like the area.
Oh, you don't like the area? Why is that?
Yep. So you're not sure you don't like if you were to say the same thing, right? Like,
yeah.
The house is too big. It's too big. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's got this downstairs and this and this and this. And then you allow people to really open up there. So just like a really cool, good, easy sales tactic, mm-hmm. repeat back what their answer is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The whole point is you want to be able to figure out a way of how do I add value to this person? And that value is going to come by sitting down with me and solving the problem that we're discovering by asking these questions, not solve the problem live and give them the answers to everything. Otherwise, you've kind of given up all of your value and there's no need for them to meet with you now.
Yep. I literally love that tactic. Like mm-hmm. I'm thinking through it in my head right now. Like, it works in every area. Haven't found anything yet. We put three offers in and all these different things. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Not sure about our agent. You're not sure about your agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They freaking didn't advise us in the right, and then they just go on this entire story.
And you usually find the problem right there.
Try it. Just mm-hmm. repeat back the exact answer and allow them to speak. And you'll see people literally just open up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as we kind of go through, the 6 to 10 questions, we practice this getting to 20 to 25 questions, just mm-hmm. so 6 to 10 is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. But as you get through the house questions, why, motivation, timeline, all that kind of stuff, you'll start to understand like what's the reason they haven't bought. Mm-hmm. And so I said the question earlier, but a really great question to end these 6 to 10 with is, hey, why do you think you haven't bought a house yet? Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you, which what you're doing is you're identifying the problem at which you have to determine if you can solve.
Yep.
We haven't found the right one yet. We don't know where to start. We don't know what we can afford. You're going to isolate that, mm-hmm. which brings us to our next place. Once we've identified a problem, which takes a little bit of time to get, you know, practice at, we recap and close. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing when we recap and close is explaining what we heard. So we're building rapport by saying, hey, I was listening to you. Mm-hmm. And then we're isolating the problem. It sounds like this is your specific situation. But the reason that you haven't bought a house yet is X reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, that's right. And then that gives them an opportunity to either clarify if you recapped incorrectly or nod their head and say yes, which means you're fully understanding exactly what their problem is. And now you've probably built a lot of rapport because you understand what their issue is.
Yep. Great recap. Hey, it sounds like you've been looking at buying a house for the past 3 to 4 months. You've been looking online quite a bit. This is your first open house. Mm-hmm. You've started the conversation with a lender, but you don't know if this is the right area. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yes.
So all I did there was recap exactly what I found out because I listened to their answers to the questions, mm-hmm. and then I identified, but this is kind of your problem. So it sounds like this, but insert problem. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm hearing? Yes. And then we're going to go into closing on the appointment, which we have a very specific way at which we do things. Mm-hmm. I think you've been practicing this now for 2 or 3 years, but mm-hmm. one thing I do with all of my clients in your situation is we sit down and solve that problem. Mm-hmm. You're not going to say those words, but solve that problem is what that sounds like.
Yep.
You want to add to
it? Do you want me to do like a buyer-seller close example?
Sure.
Okay, so a buyer might be, and I'm just kind of making stuff up on the spot, so one thing I do with all of my first-time buyers that are currently renting and looking to be in a house this year is sit down with you, go over exactly what it's like to buy a house in this market, walk you through step-by-step what that looks like, what it will cost. Then you can determine if right now or in the future is a good time to buy a house. Would that help you? I mean, so, that was just, you know, obviously went off the top of my head.
But. Yep, literally perfect, right? Because we practice this so many times. But your people love a plan. Mm-hmm. Like everybody loves a really, really good plan. And so by asking, building rapport, by asking questions and understanding the situation, and then telling them, this is exactly what I do with all of my clients in your situation. Mm-hmm. That statement alone is helping them understand and feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've done this before.
Yep.
Right. They do this with everybody. Mm-hmm. The perfect sell to buy. So if you have sellers that are buying a home, the perfect close to that appointment is, hey, one thing I do with all of my sellers that are looking to buy in this market is we sit down and go over what your home's worth in this market, what you'll net after cost of sale, what you can afford on the buy side, and then if right now is even the right time to make this move, is that something that might be helpful in making a good decision for your family?
Yes, and I use that, those four, to the T, to this day, for years. It works pretty much every single time. I love that script. And I feel like the one part that people really feel comfortable with is when you say, so you can determine if now is the right time. I feel like that lets them off the hook of feeling like, oh my gosh, if I let this person in my house and sit down with them, like, I'm serious, I have to sell a house right now. It kind of lets them off the hook of like, I'm still in control, I have the decision, this person's here to educate me with the information so that I'm part of the plan and can make a decision.
Yep, nailed it. This script process is literally to help you convert to appointments at a much, much higher rate. But regardless of the facts, you're there to figure out if you can help. Mm-hmm. So you truly do have to come from a place of, you know, contribution and education. And if they're not in the right place to move, like, perfect. You've educated them. And now you get to do one of my other favorite things, which is follow up. Mm-hmm. Just literally do what you say.
Yep. And sometimes you're not setting an appointment. You have to know when, like, to let go and not just chase the lead down if this is a viable lead or not. And that, I think, just comes with time and experience of now maybe I'm setting a follow-up call to, if they're 5 years out, like, I'm probably not going on a listing appointment with them right now. I don't have time to do 5 year out appointments, but depending on the situation, you might be setting, hey, is it okay if I call you back X time, and then make sure you put that on your calendar and you do call them back. And that's how you just keep moving them through the pipeline until it's ready to actually set an appointment with them.
Yeah. I do. Let's talk a little bit about follow-up, but I remember when I used to do this close at the door, when I was door knocking, I would do this same exact close. One thing I would do with all my sellers in your situation, and when I would go through those points, see what your home's worth, see what it's what you'll net after cost of sale, what you can afford, if now is the right time. Mm-hmm. My hand, if you're not on video, I'm doing this with my hand. I would move it in a square. I would literally watch their eyes, like watch my hand. I'm like, oh, we're for sure setting this appointment. Like, mm-hmm. I've educated them enough, asked enough questions, and I've given them like a really solid plan of how they can accomplish their goals mm-hmm. and make a good decision. So, quick note on follow-up mm-hmm. calls. Mm-hmm. A structure there is a little different because you're not asking for the business. Call, check in on your last call. Hey, last time we talked, this was the situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm just calling to see where we're at with that. Has anything changed? Are we still thinking this is the right timeline? Mm-hmm. And they're either going to say yes or something has changed. Mm-hmm. And one thing, as you get closer to that timeline, give them a task and give yourself a task and then meet back at the same time. Hey, mm-hmm. why don't you figure out how much it's going to cost for the movers to come in? Mm-hmm. During that time, I'll start running comps and figure out what your home's worth, and let's touch base next Tuesday. And what you've done is you've created a team dynamic where they have to do something, you're going to do something, and you know, actually do what you say and then call them on that date like you had mentioned.
Yep.
Okay, I think we did it. We got through it all.
You want to do a live one?
Yeah, let's do a live sign call.
I love sign calls. So
I'm not gonna take it easy on you. So
really?
No. Yep. So intro is gonna be a little different because I'm calling her, but she's gonna go into the same thing. We have intro, we have our questions, 6 to 10 discovery questions, recap, close, set the appointment.
Okay, so if you guys are watching this on camera, I am not following any type of script right now. This truly is live. So if I make mistakes, that's why we practice this. It's okay. Bear with me. This isn't going to be perfect. And this is why we practice scripts and role play. So
and have fun with it, right? Live. Yep. So ring, ring, ring.
This is Ashley.
Hey, yeah, I am out in front of Apple Street listing. I want to, what's the price on that?
Oh, Apple Street. Okay. Oh, yep, that one over there in La Vista. Yeah, do you live in the area, or are you looking to move into that area?
No, I was just driving by. I just saw the sign go up. I was actually watching the lady put the sign in, so I wanted to know what the price was.
Oh, really? Yeah, so that one is going to be listed for $275. It's coming on in a couple of weeks here. Mm-hmm. And you said you were just driving by, and I didn't catch your name. What was it?
Will.
Will. And did you say you do live in that area or no?
Yeah, I live down the street.
Oh, you live down the street. Yeah. Cool.
$275, you said?
Yeah, $275. So you live just down the street from here. Okay. Do you own a home?
We rent right now. So we've just been kind of looking in the area of what prices are now.
Okay. How long have you guys been looking for?
We actually lived in this house for about 2.5 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know, we just haven't been able to, you know, buy yet.
Okay. And you keep saying we, who would be making this potential move with you?
Oh, just, it's my wife and 3 kids.
Oh, wife and 3 kids. Okay. Are you guys running out of space?
Yeah, we're in our family owns it, the rental that we're in now. So, okay. It's cramped with these 3 boys.
Okay. So your family owns the rental that you're in right now. Tell me a little bit about, you know, are you guys looking to maybe buy the house you're in or looking at to get out of that space and into something else completely?
I mean, it works for now, mm-hmm. But definitely not big enough. We have 2 of the boys are sharing a room, so we definitely just want some more space. Like a finished basement would be great.
Okay. And how long did you guys say you guys have been looking for?
We want to stay in this neighborhood, so we've just been kind of like watching everything and going to every open house in the neighborhood, but just haven't started, you know, the process of buying anything.
Okay. Are you guys currently working with an agent or having anybody send you properties or just been looking at open houses and online at like Zillow?
Mostly Zillow, and then this one drove right by it.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about maybe why you guys haven't moved yet? I know you guys have been looking in the neighborhood and in the area specifically. What's kind of held you guys up from actually making a move and buying something so far?
Yeah. Honestly, just prices. We just didn't realize what the homes costed in the area.
Sure.
Everything's been like almost close to $300,000, and we just haven't felt like that was, we felt like it was going to like come down, prices would come down, but it just never did.
Okay. Have you guys gotten pre-approved yet?
We've not. I've done like that. the online pre-qualification or with my bank, but never got pre-approved.
Okay. I mean, in a perfect world, when would you and your wife and kids like love to be in something by? If you guys kind of had full control over the situation, when would you like to be in something by?
If the perfect house were there tomorrow, yeah. I think we'd move into it.
Okay.
It's just doing the work of, you know, the actual move is going to be pretty intensive. We're pretty busy.
Okay. Has anybody ever talked to you guys about what it's like to buy a house in this market?
No.
Actually. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, this is going to be going on the market here in the next week. It's in coming soon status right now. So kind of what I'm hearing is you and your wife have been perusing online, looking at Zillow, going to open houses. You're not quite pre-approved yet. You guys are currently renting and looking to buy. It sounds like as soon as possible, if the right house came on, the payments all made sense. But nobody's actually talked to you about what that looks like. Do I have all that right?
That's right.
Okay. So one thing I do with all of my first-time home buyers that are currently renting, looking to be in something, is we sit down, we go over what it's like to buy a house in this market, because it does change from time to time, walk you through step-by-step of what it will cost to do so and what that process looks like, and then you guys can decide if I'm a good fit for you and you want to move forward with looking at houses with me. Would that help you guys get started?
Yeah, that could help.
Okay. Well, would you guys be available, you know, sometime this weekend, maybe at 10 in the morning?
Yeah, can we just see that house?
Well, it is in coming soon status, and what I like to do is actually meet with my buyers first to go over everything so we can set you up for success. And this house doesn't come on until Friday, so I'd like to go ahead and do that, get you pre-approved, and kind of work through that process with you first so that if you guys do decide you want to ride on this offer or ride on this house, we are fully pre-approved, ready to go, and you guys know exactly what to do to get your offer accepted.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll see you guys on Saturday at 10 o'clock if that works.
That should work.
Do you guys want to meet at my office or do you want to meet somewhere near your house? I'm off 114th and Center.
Perfect. Great job. So okay, then great. We just figure out a location. So yep. Great job.
Okay, thanks.
Well,
stumbled a little bit, but.
Well over 10 questions. And the thing that we realize when people start to do script and role play is you're like, okay, 6 to 10 questions. And it becomes, we almost like forget how to be human. Mm-hmm. So we forget to ask questions, but it becomes very, very easy over time. Like 10, 15, 20 questions. Mm-hmm. When you value your time, becomes pretty simple.
Yeah. And I will say, if you're listening to this and you don't do a lot of lead generation or script and role playing these things, the feedback I usually get is, wow, that seems so long. I'm not going to be able to keep a complete stranger on the phone that long. And I feel like that is such a misconception. I mean, on average, I've kind of been tracking this over time. My sign calls last anywhere from about 7 to 12 minutes. So I'm on the phone with a complete stranger. Now, yes, there's somewhat of a warm lead if they're calling a sign call in those situations. They're obviously an interested buyer. But what I see a lot of agents do is want to get them off the phone as quick as possible and go meet with them. And your conversion ends up so much lower. I try and keep them on the phone as long as possible, gather as much information. And now they've spent 7, 10, 15 minutes with me. They're ready to meet with me.
Yes.
So don't be surprised if you're on the phone with them that long. Like, I don't think that it changes anything.
Nope. And I think what you said is important, right? Like, if they haven't hung up or shut the door or left the open house, they're still interested. Mm-hmm. Having that mindset in sales is so extremely important. And just getting on the phone. The reason I love cold calls so much as well is when roles are reversed, the same thing applies. When you're stumped, guess what you can do? Hang the phone up. You can literally just hang up and keep moving. So cold calls are such a good way to practice this script. And at the same time, if they are giving you the respect to stay on the phone, they're still interested in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. One other sales tip or tactic, when you're ever asking timeline, give two very, very opposite end answers, kind of like a this or that, right? So, hey, are you thinking this is like a 6-month move or a 6-year move? Because what happens is everybody says 1 to 2 years out, and then they never are actually move that forward. So if you give them two very extreme answers, they're like, oh, 6 months, it's probably sooner than that. No way it's a 6-year move. And you start to get the actual timelines in there.
Yep.
Cool. I think we covered everything.
I think so. And anybody, if you're local to Omaha, you're always welcome to join us if you want to practice this. It just takes time and doing it over and over and over again. There's no like exact script to it. It's just practicing all of the different questions that can come up during different situations.
Yep. If you have any questions on script and role play or want to join, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9:30 to 10, just reach out to us. And then our script book is
where? On the Stand Store.
On the Stand Store.
Linked on our Instagram and in the YouTube video.
Okay. Awesome. Good job. Right. We'll see y'all next week.
All right.